Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And I also strongly recommend, as always, that you download the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows, and if you're driving, it's a lot easier, frankly, hit the app and prop it up there than still fussing around. Okay. There is a very deep issue bubbling in the Supreme Court you should be aware of. Right now, it doesn't have majority support, but it's fundamentally one of the more dangerous things I've seen in a democracy. Both Justice Thomas and Justice Gorsuch have both said in print in their opinions, it's not the holding of a case, it's dictum, it's their musings on this issue, but it tips their hand. They would both like to revisit and reconsider the case of New York Times versus Sullivan. Now, you may yawn. You may think, come on, Matt, you know, that's not a sexy issue, blah, blah, blah. Well, it is an extremely important issue, and here is the deal. Up until the 1960s, if you criticized a public official, say the president, a congressman, a judge, they could sue you for libel, saying that what you said is false. You'd have to prove that it was true. You'd have to hire a lawyer, and you didn't find the kind of open and robust criticisms of public officials that you have now to keep them honest. In New York Times versus Sullivan, the New York Times published something that suggested impropriety, and it didn't even mention the guy by name, the local sheriff, but impropriety in something that law enforcement was doing. And the sheriff sued the New York Times. He had a right-wing group, of course, behind him on this, to say that he'd been libeled and he wanted a lot of money because supposedly he wasn't part of it and blah, blah, blah. And even though it didn't name him, obviously it had to refer to him. And the U.S. Supreme Court issued one of the landmark decisions of the 20th century. I mean, Brown versus Board of Education, obviously, is the landmark decision, but in Baker v. Carr and redistricting, you know, at one time, the southern states, let's say they were, let's say like Wisconsin, there were 72 counties. Every county got one state senator. So that means that Rusk County and Langlois County and Forest and Florence County each got one senator, and so did Milwaukee and Madison. And that wasn't the case here, but in Alabama and Mississippi was the case. And the Supreme Court said, no, you have to have, you want one person, one vote, and you have to have a redistricting by population. But the other landmark case was New York Times versus Sullivan. In that, the Supreme Court said, you know, public officials are different from the average person because they're prominent, they can expect to be criticized, and the fact of the matter is that they have the means to defend themselves. All they have to do is put out a press release. It's going to be published. And therefore, to sue a public official for a public official to sue you for libel, it's not enough that he proves or says that it's false. It usually isn't false, but let's say it is false. You have to also prove, he has to prove that it was done with malice. And malice isn't what you think malice is. It's not like mean-spirited. It means recklessness bordering on intent. Like the person saying it knew that it was false and did it anyway. And also that it isn't just his opinion. Well, what that did was that sort of knocked out libel suits by public officials against individuals, because it's very hard to prove for a public official that the person did it knowing it was false, even if it was false. The way that gets corrected is the public official puts out a press release with the truth. That is one of the most important decisions, I think, along with Brown versus Board of Education, Baker v. Carr, in the whole 20th century. And Gorsuch and Thomas want to revisit that, that's an implication they want to reverse it. If that happens, let me give you some examples. In Thailand, if you insult the king, you don't even have to say he did anything wrong. You can just say, I don't like him and he's no good. You go to prison for decades in Thailand. In Turkey, if you insult Erdogan and say anything about him that's negative, you'll go to jail. And that's true throughout much of Asia and much of Africa. But we're not Asia and Africa. We are the foundation of Western civilization. And we don't want to be like Asia and Africa. Everybody in Asia and Africa wants to come here because they're not free. Nobody in this country is dying to get out of the United States and resettle in Asia or Africa. Period, end of story. You go there on vacation, go on a safari, go somewhere. Don't shoot your mouth off about the king of Thailand, okay? I'm not kidding, even if you're an American tourist. If you go to Turkey, and a lot of these places, don't say anything about the government. Don't get involved in politics. And they have crooked governments. Every time there's a presidential election, there's a riot, people get shot, and people say the vote got cooked. That's Trump stuff. That's right-wing stuff. That is not American stuff. Well, Thomas and Gorsuch have both said they want to revisit New York Times versus Sullivan. That is extraordinarily dangerous. Extraordinarily dangerous. I do not think that Chief Justice Roberts, I do not think that Justice Kavanaugh, I do not think that Amy Coney Barrett would do that. I think Alito would do it, and Thomas and Gorsuch would do it, and all it requires is two more. And if the Republicans ever appoint more people, that's what you have to look forward to. And then when you say, you put a letter to the editor in, you put something on Facebook, I don't like what the county board did, and whatever your county is. This money went somewhere. I'm suspicious where it went. I want an investigation to see it went in somebody's pocket. They'll sue you for libel. You have to hire a lawyer or go bankrupt. Even if it was stolen, because you won't have the means to prove it. Right now, they yawn. The DA can say, well, I'll look at it. I may not look at it. Chairman of the county board may say they're full of beans. Here it was, $100,000, and it got paid overtime to police or something, you know, whatever it is. You cannot interfere with free speech and debate about public officials and public matters. And in New York Times versus Sullivan, the New York Times didn't even name the guy. So if you went and said something like, I think Foxconn is a crooked deal and the Republicans and Trump ginned it up, if you were in Thailand or you were in Asia or Africa, you get, well, you get in jail is what you get. But under Thomas and Gorsuch would say, you can be sued. Well, then there's not going to be discussion about a deal like Foxconn. There's not going to be a discussion about why people gave up Republicans billions of dollars in Medicaid, trains, and COVID relief for education. You're going to have a crooked deal. You're going to have a crooked economy. You're going to have a crooked state, and you're not going to have an American state. You're going to have a foreign state. So Thomas and Gorsuch, and I wouldn't rule out Alito, three of them would do that. It only takes five. It only takes five. That was judge-made law, Supreme Court law, Trump statutes, but they only takes five. So anytime you think it doesn't matter who you vote for president, who appoints Supreme Court justices, think again. Think again. There's nothing really more important than keeping robust, open, and free public discussion about public issues. If you, everything degenerates to a libel action that you can't afford to defend because you can't afford a lawyer, and then some people end up going bankrupt, you are going to have a different country, and it's not going to be an America as we know it. It's an improvement, I guess, over the 18th century. They had criminal and seditious libel. In those days, if you said something about a public official, they could throw you in jail or a public issue. We got rid of that. Now we got rid of, in New York Times versus Sullivan, any interference with free discussion. I'll tell you, there's another good development, very good development. Down in Arizona, we have a Democratic Secretary of State named Katie Hobbs. She's very good. She's very, very good. She's down there in the country of lizard skin, cowboy boots, and tight jeans. She's down there in the land of cyber ninja. And she has a lot of guts. She stands tall. And she has called for an investigation of Donald Trump and Giuliani and his other allies for interfering in the ballot counting after November 3rd, which is a felony under Arizona law. What is she talking about? This came out on our show the other day. Trump, Giuliani, and others directly called the people, the officials, the election officials who were counting the votes and said, get rid of some of them. Get rid of some Biden votes. He won by what, 14,000? Get rid of 14,001. Same call they made to Raffensperger in Georgia, where Trump called him up and said, I need you to get rid of, I think it was 11,000, I don't know, 787 votes. Switch them over so that I get one more. And then Trump would say, I won Georgia by what, one vote? Even though the original tally was Biden by 11,000, and I won Arizona by what, one vote? Even though the tally was Biden 14,000? And the officials resisted it, but that phone call is a felony. In Arizona, it's a felony. That's under Arizona law. In Georgia, it's a federal felony. And that's why the Secretary of State is looking at him there. That has got to be stopped. You know, you can argue about other things and the insurrection and all that. But when you have the President of the United States and his main allies calling people, threatening them, Trump threatened Raffensperger in Georgia with criminal prosecution if he wouldn't forge over 11,000 votes. Katie Hobbs has the guts to get up and say, investigate him. Now, she sent it to the Attorney General, who's a Republican, a mealy-mouthed Trump clone, cultist. The problem is the Republican Party has its fingers in so many positions in this country, it's hard to get action on this. But good for Katie Hobbs. Good for you, Katie Hobbs. The lines are lighting up. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.